I'm just staying here in bed. I'm not going anywhere. Anyway, why do you want to go downstairs? No, I'm just lying here and it's 26 minutes past 8 on what they call in some places Boxing Day, and what they call Stephen's Day in Ireland.
So Stephen gets to do whatever he wants?
Stephen gets to do whatever he wants on Stephen's Day.
He's ruler.
He's the ruler of everything on Stephen's Day.
What is Stephen's Day?
Well, it's the day that the Ran come round.
The Ran.
Do you know about the Ran?
No.
The Ran are young people who come around knocking at the houses and they sing a song. It's a bit like at Halloween and they collect money.
So they sing like this. On the first day of Christmas, I should okay to me. Da, 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 da.
Well, that would be very boring. I mean, that would be like before Christmas. The Ran is a word for the wren. The wren is a bird. And they sing the Ran, the king of all birds. But you know, your aunt was telling me yesterday that, she was telling me this during Christmas dinner, that when she was young, they used to go out doing the Ran in County Limerick, and she would make a fortune, a huge amount of money. Like when she was young, she would be able to make £60. There were two of them, and they would collect £120 between them. And that was a bit like collecting maybe about €400 today. Imagine.
How much would I get?
If you went singing the Ran? I don't know. I don't know if people give
it. If there was two people singing the Ran that, and I was one of them, I would get €200.
Yeah, what about the person who would drive you around? What about your father? What would he get?
The 1 cent that was left over.
I'd get the 1 cent. Thanks. Anyway, I don't know how many people do the Ran anymore. But it would be nice to get the audio boo of the Ran today.
But we won't hear it.
We might. They might come to the door.
Dad, is your bottom showing?
That's none of your business.
I think I put my foot into it.
Oh, right, okay, well. You can keep your legs over to yourself in the bed, okay?
I'm going down.
What are you going to do downstairs?
See if someone can figure out the code on my DS.
The code on your DS is a very complicated business. Where did you put the code on your DS?
On my DS.
Is it on your game?
Mm-hmm.
Is it written on the side of the DS game?
No.
Is it a Mushy Monster game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll see you later then. I'm just going to lie here in bed and have a nice, quiet time. I'm going to listen to a few audio boos.
From who?
Well, I think I listened to some of the favourite, the recommended audio boos. Bye.
You smell.
You've come back?
You smell.
Why don't you stay downstairs?
No one's there.
Can't you stay there by yourself?
Why?
Well, if you just come back here to tell me that I smell. I mean, you've got very good smell. So everybody smells to you.
Yeah, but you smell funny.
You mean I smell of after Christmas cake?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was too much Christmas pudding? Have you got anything else to say to me other than you smell?
I'm bored.
Oh, that's very interesting. I think it's very interesting to talk about being bored. I mean, that would really keep me paying attention. What are you bored about?
I'm going to see if Juwan has an iPad or something.
Are you going to look for an iPad?
Jesus, yeah.
You can have my iPad if you want it.
Where?
I don't know. I've got to find my bag. Where did I put my bag last night? It's probably downstairs.
Can I take it out of the boot?
It's probably downstairs. Yes. Downstairs. Oh, wait a minute. No, I didn't take it out of the boot. It's in the boot of the car. Hey, I got an idea. Come here. Let's make up a story.
No.
A better one than last yesterday. Now you're back again. Did you have a good adventure while you went away? Oi. You're attacking me. You can have a listen. You can have a listen. Don't be trying to attack the eye. That's not fair. I'm only... Go to sleep, right?
I'm listening to a story.
What story are you listening to?
A pony story. It has to be a pony story.
Are you saying you want me to tell you a story?
Yeah, of a pony.
But you told me I smell.
Sorry.
I'll tell you a smelly story.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because I don't like smells. I want a pony story because... My favorite. A story with a pony.
You mean any kind of a story that has a pony in it?
Yes.
Well, I'll only tell you a story if you tell me the name of the pony. I'm not going to tell you a story unless you tell me the name of the pony.
Sparky.
Sparky. And you have to tell me a bit more, because I don't know what colour the pony is. I don't know how many legs the pony has.
4 legs.
Oh, you mean it doesn't have an injured leg?
No.
And it isn't strapped up?
No.
And it hasn't been to the vet?
No.
And it isn't hobbling?
It's a wild horse.
Oh, a wild horse. That means it's got no mother and father.
Yes.
No mother and father. And is it in Ireland or in America or in Australia or New Zealand?
England.
England?
In a forest.
In a forest?
Where Robin Hood was.
Oh, wandering around wildly in Sherwood Forest, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And what on earth is Sparky doing?
You tell me.
Oh, I don't know enough about Sparky.
You do the...
Sparky had was a miserable little pony.
No, she wasn't. She was a lovely little pony, and she loved the outdoors.
Oh, so she's a she.
Uh-huh.
Now I know a bit more about Sparky. So Sparky loved being outdoors, but Sparky had no mother and no father and no friends, but just loved being outdoors, and Sparky loved birds. Yes, Sparky was a bird horse. One of those ponies that was only comfortable while playing with other wild animals. But Sparky could never get on well with other ponies. She was a miserable pony, and she had a very bad temper. And she was always like that. She always had toothaches. And what else about her?
She had a tummy ache.
She had a tummy ache, that's right. Yes, and sometimes she threw up. Yes. All over the place. And she was a terrible embarrassment to herself. Oh yes, Spocky would be a good person to have in this story. Anyway, she wasn't friends with anybody. She was grumpy. But she had one lovely thing. She had a beautiful yellow tail. She was the only horse, pony, that had ever been born with a yellow tail. People used to laugh at her. Hey, hey. I can hear people walking around the house. But they can't. They'll come in. They'll interrupt the story. Okay, tell me something. How do you think a pony could possibly have a yellow tail?
Because it was born that way.
Yes.
All ponies are different. Just let me see. Let me remember his name.
You mean you can't remember?
Homer, the horse, she's a Palomino, but she's the only Palomino. Well, she was the only Palomino in Hop Island who had a yellow tail and yellow mane.
Are you telling me a true story?
Yes, but someone bought her.
And is she?
Because when hey, Mom, what did you do that for?